What do Democrats do if General Petraeus comes in September and says, this is working very, very well at this point, we would be foolish to back away from it?
Well, that would be a real big problem for us, no question about that. And if the Republicans were to remain united, as they have been, then it would be a problem for us.
Congressman James Clyburn, Democrat, North Carolina. He says good news for our troops in Iraq, bad news for the Democrats. Being very honest, uncharacteristically honest for a Democrat. A little bit early this hour, but that's all right. Mix it up a little bit. Soundbite contest. Soundbite number one. Congressman James Clyburn admits that good news from Iraq is bad news for the Democrats.
What do Democrats do if General Petraeus comes in September and says, this is working very, very well at this point, we would be foolish to back away from it?
Well, that would be a real big problem for us, no question about that. And if the Republicans were to remain united, as they have been, then it would be a problem for us.
Admitting what we all knew all along is the Democrats cheer on America's defeat.
Something the most outrageous comment I think I've heard, although it does expose everything we have said about the Democrats. Here, all this good news is coming out of Iraq. Here you have people that have been harsh critics from the Brookings Institute saying, what if we win this war? Hey, things are looking pretty good and troop morale is high. And then we've got James Clyburn saying the following. No, maybe we don't. Anyway, he says, if, in fact, Iraq improves, it's going to be a big problem for us. Now, this all gets summed up here in the comments of Congressman James Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina. Now, this is an amazing moment in history here where you have somebody being this open, this honest. He's the House Majority Whip, and he said that a positive report in September from General Petraeus is bad news for the Democrats, would undermine his party's efforts to force the president to concede the war is lost. Listen to what he said.
What do Democrats do if General Petraeus comes in September and says, this is working very, very well at this point, we would be foolish to back away from it?
Well, that would be a real big problem for us, no question about that. And if the Republicans were to remain united, as they have been, then it would be a problem for us.
Can you just, folks, imagine this? A United States congressman, a leader in the House of Representatives for the majority Democrats here, is on record saying that if the news is good, if the news is positive, if America is winning, that that's a real big problem for us. In other words, if our armed forces are successful, that's a problem for us here. It'll be a real big problem for the Democrats here.
But I've been telling you that the Democrats are invested in our defeat in Iraq. Their Democrats believe that their political fortunes rest on our defeat in Iraq. And in the last election, in this election, any good news out of Iraq is bad news for Democrats. Bad news out of Iraq is good news for Democrats. I honestly believe, my friends, I honestly believe that there are Democrats out there who kind of give a little hand pump and go, yes, every time they hear bad news out of Iraq, where they hear of the deaths of a large number of American servicemen, because they are much more dedicated to the cause of gaining power and keeping power than they are a victory against Islamic fascism. I want to tell you this about this New York Times report last week by these two harsh critics of the war in Iraq that says this is a war we just might win. Everywhere, Army and Marine, this is them writing after their visit. Army and Marine units were focused on securing the Iraqi population, working with Iraqi security units, creating new political and economic arrangements at the local level, providing basic services, electricity, fuel, clean water, and sanitation. In each place, operations have been appropriately tailored to the specific needs of the community. Civilian fatality rates are down roughly a third since the surge began. Isn't that something? In Ramadi, we talked to an outstanding Marine captain whose company was living in harmony in a complex with a largely Sunni Iraqi police company and a largely Shiite Iraqi army unit. He and his men have built an Arab-style living room where he met with local Sunni sheikhs, all formerly allies of Al-Qaeda and other jihadist groups who are now competing to secure his friendship. In Baghdad's Ghazaliya neighborhood, which had been some of the worst, the scene of some of the worst sectarian combat, we walked a street slowly coming back to life with stores and shoppers. It's an amazing report, and the Democrats couldn't be more upset. Did you hear about the House Minority Whip, James Clyburn, from South Carolina? You people in South Carolina, you have so much to be proud of with James Clyburn, a Democrat. He's not happy about this report from O'Hanlon and Conley. He's not unhappy. He says that this could impede Democrat efforts to press for a timetable to end the war. General David Petraeus is going to be making a report to Congress soon about what's going on there. James Clyburn says that if David Petraeus delivers a positive report of what's going on in Iraq, as these two liberal anti-Ipida, it could impede the Democrats' press for a timetable to end the war. Now listen to this. This is a direct quote from your Democrat congressman from South Carolina. I think there would be enough support in that group. He's talking about the 47 Blue Dog Democrats, the more conservative Democrats in the Democrat caucus. I think that there would be enough in that support in that group to want to stay the course, and if the Republicans were to stay united as they have been, then it would be a problem for us. Hear that? Good news in Iraq is a problem for us. I've been telling you for a year or more that the Democrats are invested in our failure in Iraq. Democrats do not want the United States to win. Democrats do not want peace in Iraq. Democrats do not want the American armed forces to establish any sense of stability in Iraq. They want failure. They are invested in failure. Good news in Iraq is bad news to Democrats. They are telling you this. They are telling you this right now. Liberal writers from the Brookings Institute, they deliver a positive report on what is happening in Iraq, and the Democrats immediately say, this is bad news for us. Many of those people out there with that D after their names would gladly sacrifice any semblance of victory in Iraq and against the scourge of Islamic fascism if it would mean maintaining and strengthening their hold on power in Washington. This is how bad things are now with the Democrat Party. A party that is completely invested in our surrender and our defeat in a fight for our very lives against Islamic fascism. They want the United States to lose. They want our troops to lose, so that they can demonize the president and gain more power in Congress.